Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Late, great James Brown, ladies and gentlemen, the grand godfather of soul, bringing us back. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of our day. Bob McTeer is our guest. Bob-McTeer-blog.com, is that right?
Bob? Yes, or just go to the ncpa.org and you can find my blog from there.
Right, so check that out. Bob, I have a new windmill that I'm going to be tilting at, and my audience is probably starting to figure this out. And I'm going to be tilting at this windmill as long as I need to, because I think it's one of the most important things right now, and it's not being talked about by anybody but me. I haven't heard anybody else talking about this, Bob, and I want to know your thoughts on it. I believe that the reason why entrepreneurship has flourished in America is because right alongside in a parallel universe, but joining entrepreneurship in a symbiotic relationship has been the growth of something that nobody else has on planet Earth except America, and that's Main Street Banking, independent community banks. And I believe the flourishing, the health, the numbers, the development of independent community banks is going to be harmed over the next few years. There's going to be consolidation. We're going to have fewer Main Street banks in America, and there are not any new ones being formed. Bob, I think that this is something that's a very dangerous scenario. The increased regulations on independent banks, the tougher it is, it's getting tougher and tougher to charter a new bank. Not one new bank was chartered last year, Bob, and I think that's a dangerous trend for America. What do you think?
Well, I guess I have to agree with you. We went into this financial crisis with a little over 8,000 banks in the country, and I think it's down to around 6,500.
Yes.
Already.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a tough environment. I mean, the things that are being done to stimulate the economy have flattened the yield curve, which makes it difficult for banks to earn anything on their operations.
Right.
Typically, they borrow short and lend long, but now the short and the long are about the same.
Well, the other thing is a bank used to be chartered. When a bank was chartered locally, they would go out and get local people to put their CDs in their bank, and now people aren't putting their money in banks like that. So that cheap capital, those cheap deposits that they could lend out are not as available to them anymore, are they?
Well, I'm not sure that's entirely true. I've left my money in banks because there's not a lot of good alternatives. The banks are getting some deposits. Maybe it's the loan demand that's
Well, that's part of it, too.
Lacking.
That is part of it, too. But I'm really more worried about, here's Bob, and from a former Fed official, here's what I've been told, and I like your comments as a former Fed official. The Fed and the FDIC don't want more independent banks. They want fewer independent banks. It really upsets me to think that there might be some kind of a target on independent banks. What do you think?
I kind of doubt that. I don't believe that the Fed would be thinking along those lines. I think what's happening is just natural attrition and consolidation. Medium-sized banks are buying little bitty banks right now, but they're not turning into huge banks. This consolidation that's going on leaves community banks. They're not quite as small and vulnerable as a lot of them are. I'm an economic advisor to an investment bank that specializes in community banks and helps them raise capital, helps them find buyers and sellers and so forth. So there is a lot of activity going on there, but they're not quite as gloomy as you are.
Well,
you'll be happy to hear that.
I hope I'm wrong, but you know what, Bob? I'm talking to independent community bank officials, and they're telling me the information I'm telling you. But here's what I know without asking anybody: if we don't have a robust independent community bank sector in America, we won't have a robust entrepreneurial sector in America. I believe that with all my heart. What do you think?
Well, they do go together. I agree.
Yeah. They're symbiotic. And whatever we have to do from a policy standpoint, from a financial standpoint, to make independent banks healthy and flourish, I think America needs to do that because it's one of the things that makes us exceptional. Bob, last thoughts. I got 20 seconds.
Well, I just, on that point, Chairman Bernanke spoke to the Independent Bankers Association of America recently, and he assured them that the Dodd-Frank legislation and so forth was really not intended for them. That
right.
It was intended for the big banks.
I hope that's the case, Bob. Thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Okay. Thanks, Jeff.
Bob McTeer, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.